This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In response to some ongoing violent protests against police brutality, U.S. President Donald Trump announced that the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice are launching an investigation and what he described as left-wing civil unrest in Democrat-run cities. Mr. Trump said federal operations cracking down on urban violence have resulted in the arrest of 200 people, including 100 in Portland, Oregon. The president told reporters that in America, we will never surrender to mob rule because if the mob rules, democracy is indeed dead. He spoke just hours after Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden claimed the president can't stop the violence because for years he has fomented it. Mr. Trump countered that Biden's strategy is to surrender to the left-wing mob. Some residents in Kenosha have indicated that they do fear a planned visit by U.S. President Donald Trump days after unrest over a police shooting that may stir more emotions. Mr. Trump is scheduled to visit Tuesday, a week after authorities say that a 17-year-old from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. Demonstrators are calling for an officer to face attempted murder charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake. The tension began August 23rd. After a video showed a Kenosha police officer shooting Blake in the back. Blake is a 29-year-old black man. The city's mayor said Monday that he believes Trump's visit comes at a bad time, but others actually welcomed the president to the trip. More than 849,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while in less than a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by about 200,000 to more than 25.4 million. Four countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia, account for nearly 15 million. This is VOA News. Japan's public broadcaster NHK reports that the country's top government spokesman, Yoshida Suga, has won the backing of the largest faction of the ruling party to become its next leader. This makes him a strong front-runner to become the next premier. Japan's chief cabinet secretary and a longtime lieutenant of outgoing Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Suga is widely expected to stay the policy course set out by Abe, including the Abenomics strategy aimed at reviving the economy and keeping it afloat amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Suga has not publicly announced his candidacy for leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, but has indicated privately that he intends to. Media reported that he would formally announce his intention to run on Wednesday. Experts say the party's leader will almost certainly become prime minister because of its majority in the lower house of parliament. The new leader will replace Abe, who abruptly announced on Friday he was stepping down for health reasons. Indian authorities say their troops thwarted an attempt by Chinese soldiers to change the status quo in the northern Ladakh region, where both sides have been locked in a tense standoff along their disputed Himalayan border for more than 4 months. China has dismissed those allegations. An Indian Army statement Monday said Chinese troops violated the previous consensus and carried out provocative military movements, but gave no details of what appeared to be a fresh flare-up along the border. The statement said the incident took place Saturday and that Indian troops preempted the activity by the Chinese. In Beijing, a foreign ministry spokesman told a news briefing that Chinese border troops always strictly abide by the line of actual control and never cross that line, referring to the unmarcated border between the countries. He said both sides are in communication regarding the situation on the ground. The U.S. ambassador to Russia visited an imprisoned U.S. Marine Monday. In June, Trevor Reed was sentenced to 9 years in prison for allegedly assaulting Russian police officers while visiting his girlfriend in Moscow a year earlier. In a statement Monday, Ambassador John J. Sullivan said he visited Reed and was concerned he was not receiving adequate medical care. Sullivan also reiterated concerns that Reed's trial was unfair. Reed is one of three Americans currently imprisoned in Russia under controversial circumstances. In June, a Moscow court convicted former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan on charges of espionage, sentencing him to 16 years of hard labor. Whelan has rejected the charges, and U.S. investor Michael Calvi has been on house arrest for charges of fraud since 2019. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.